Hi, Karen Smith here. Welcome to Module 1, Lesson 3. Today we're going to jump right into anchoring your learning. Now, we've gone through an introduction to some of the context that NGOs are working within at the United Nations, and we'll deepen and broaden all of that we referred to yesterday in the course of the training. Now, remembering the main reason why NGOs go to the United Nations, harkening back to Felix Dodd and Michael Strauss's comment that working at the global level can have enormous benefits for organizations that want to set agendas, fast-track an issue, or hold governments accountable to previous promises. Then I want to look at the issue areas and the committees that NGOs can work in and through. But your particular focus of your NGO will most likely align with one of these issue areas and committees. Your NGO also may not have one specific issue that it addresses. Some NGOs are very focused, while others are more general in their approach and actually address many different aspects. But here, what I've pulled up onto this screen is a full list of committees that have some kind of program of work at the United Nations that NGOs participate in. Now, again, just very, very briefly. The United Nations has its formal structures and committees, and what I pulled up here are primarily the committees that are associated with the activity of NGOs at the United Nations as they gather together and deal with issues as civil society. That is one of the ways that NGOs work at the United Nations. They get together on a topic so that it's not just one person, because usually at the United Nations you have one or two or three people representing the NGO. Now, one person can only do so much at the United Nations on a particular topic. So one of the ways that NGOs work, just as the member states do, is to gather together. They form committees, ad hoc or formal, for NGOs. Most of these committees are part of the structure of the what's called CONGO, or the Conference of NGOs, and together all of those NGOs that are in consultative status with the United Nations, they do meet in these committees and work on the various issues. Sometimes, for example, the Alliance of NGOs in Crime Prevention and Criminal Justice, what we have done in that committee is to organize and arrange many of the efforts of NGOs in relation to the Crime Congress, for example. The Crime Congress happens every 5 years, and so the Alliance works in conjunction with the Alliance that works in Vienna, because the UN's Office of Drugs and Crime, UNODC, is actually now based in Vienna. So the Alliance has an office or a committee in New York City as well as in Vienna. So, but together the NGOs work on issues. They either address specific topics within the broader range of crime and crime prevention and criminal justice, and coordinate and organize events for member states or whatever. So it's a way to allow the one or two or three individuals of NGOs to band together and to form a coalition and to work more effectively on issue areas. So these are just a listing of many of those that are listed as part of the CONGO committees. Now there are other areas that we can look at to see the kind of issues or issue areas of concern or focal points that we could refer to that NGOs work in. Now, why am I bringing all of this up? And that comes right back to the main work that I would like you to do today. And that is to explore a number of these areas and for you to begin the process of deciding either on your own or in conjunction with your NGO UN office director, what could be a focus for you. The reason why I would like you to choose an area, and again, it might be aging, it could be Africa, it could be crime, it could be social development, it might be the status of women or HIV and AIDS, it could be population and development, whatever it might be. I want you today to look through a lot of these different areas and to choose a topic that you can take as your own. By having an issue area that you kind of own or you begin to focus your attention on, it can make a lot of what we do from here on in far more useful and meaningful. As we look at different areas of the United Nations, and you then can go and do some research, for example, as we begin to look more closely at ECOSOC, or we look at the General Assembly, and then you begin to understand how the committees of the main committees of the General Assembly work, you can then begin to see how your area of interest is being dealt with or not being dealt with by the different organs and areas of the United Nations. And before too long, you'll begin to see ways in which you can contribute to furthering the discussion and understanding of how to successfully deal with your issue area. But doing your research first and getting a comprehensive lay of the land will really boost your confidence, your knowledge, and give you a position of authority amongst your peers. It will, by having a focus already in mind, it will just give you that anchor for your exploration and understanding of how to work in the United Nations. So let's for a moment just go to the web, where you can see here, I've pulled up the Conference of NGOs website, which, as I mentioned before, the Conference of NGOs is itself actually an NGO. But that NGO was founded and structured specifically to have as its members the NGOs that are in consultative status with ECOSOC. And so the committees of this NGO focus on some of the main issue areas. Congo has committees in Geneva, in New York, and Vienna. So you can see that NGOs gather on many of these issues. This gives a description or whatever, but the main point of looking at this site at the moment is to look at the different topics, look at the different issue areas, and for you to begin the process of choosing your particular one. For some of you, the minute I recommended it, some idea already popped into your head. For others, you may not be so certain. Still yet others, as you speak with those in your team and the director of your NGO's outreach to the United Nations, they could well have a recommendation for you, one that might fill a strategic gap for their work. This is something for you to consider, to ponder, to discuss with your colleagues, but I just wanted to be able to show you the committees and lists and ideas on this site. This site shows you the subsidiary bodies of ECOSOC. So here you can begin to see some of the ways that the Economic and Social Council is itself organized, and therefore the connecting points for the possible connecting points for your NGO. This also, why I've listed it, is to give you an idea to look through all of this again and to consider and just to explore and to research what topic you might like to focus on. Just say you were interested in the environment. Perhaps you were thinking environment in general, and then you realize that there is specifically a forum on forests. Maybe that's of great interest to you, or perhaps that is not. But it gives you an opportunity to look, to explore, and to research. Here again, another website. This is the focal area for NGOs in DESA, the Department of Economic and Social Affairs. Focal points for the organization. And again, it's just a place where you can go to look at. Here you've got the MDG Summit, the higher level meeting. It's just information that shows you that at the time there are different things that are going on, different activities, events, high-level meetings, part of the main General Assembly. You've got civil society's network and portal. That this is a place where you can go in and begin to explore and look around and see what else is being addressed and how they are going about addressing it. You might, for example, even discover that some of the ways in which the NGOs are exploring your particular topic, it's maybe not the most interesting avenue for your NGO, based on the way your NGO approaches the topic. And you might find that another way into the topic, consistent with your particular agenda, might be more useful to come in from even quite a different angle and a different agency or a different area of work of the United Nations. So I just want to broaden here. I just want to be broadening your thinking. But again, the main focus is to look through all of this area. And here you can see the functional commissions of the United Nations. And you've got that on women, on sustainable development, social development, the forests, Forum on Forests, Population and Development, Statistical Commission, the Commission on Narcotic Drugs, Crime Prevention and Criminal Justice, the Commission on Science and Technology for Development. They're just some of the functional commissions. And then we have one more, again, just to throw something else out. And this is of the General Assembly. And very soon we're going to go over the structure, and so we'll be able to differentiate between the Economic and Social Council and the different subsidiary organs of the General Assembly and how the General Assembly works, for example. But again, just a place to get an idea of the focus and the scope of work that the United Nations is looking at and where it might be that your interests lie and or the interests and expertise of your NGO. Again, there are many ad hoc committees as well as the more permanent committees. And then, of course, you've got executive committees, some of which, you know, will have perhaps no relevance to NGOs. But again, this was just a location for you to go take a look, nose around, and begin to think about what area of interest do you have? Because I want you to go and choose your area of concern, your concentration. Now, if your NGO hasn't assigned you an issue area or of expertise, then just choose something that resonates with you or is something to do with your experience or your interests, whatever it might be. You could plan to pick a couple of possible areas of interest and then discuss them with somebody in your NGO's UN office as to what would be the most strategic, most helpful for you to do and to focus on, to either broaden or to focus in on some specific areas for their agenda and strategy. And I want you to research, use the links that I've provided, but also, you know, of course, go farther afield, go and research. Perhaps you've got some of your own books on your own shelf, but begin the process of looking at that topic from the perspective of what you can do, how you can focus in on what you might be able to contribute. Part of your consideration might be, if you can find out from the website or by sending an email, to find out when a particular committee actually meets. Many times they will probably meet on a Thursday. That's one of the days that the DPI has its weekly briefing for NGOs, and that takes place usually Thursday mornings, and many NGOs do have their meetings over lunch or in the afternoons, but not all. So a very practical factor may be when that NGO committee meets and whether that works with your possible schedule to get in and connect in with the activities of that committee. So, but begin the process to make some specific commitment to learning, engaging, and being involved in this work. So again, this intersection of in the process of your choice will be that of your NGO's focus, your specific expertise or interest, and the issues, areas that you might find either through, you know, through any of this research, the committees that exist, or agencies perhaps that you might feel that rather than be active with a committee, I want to somehow find a way to get connected with the focal point of the agency and be more directly involved in that way. And that has its pros and cons, but we can look at that in the future. But so there's a number of ways for you to triangulate your final decision. But I want you right now to begin this process. Spend the rest of this half hour that you've got allocated for today's study into looking around and beginning to choose your area of interest. And hopefully by tomorrow you will have one. And if not, at least definitely get this underway, because this is going to be a great anchor for your work. Plan to study this field and become knowledgeable in it. So choose something that excites you, that you're curious about, and that you have some foundation or experience with. And in the end, what I want you to think about yourself as being, while you may not be the greatest expert in this topic in the world, you may not have written books or anything like that, you can still become an expert in this particular issue area in terms of your NGO's outreach to the United Nations and knowing what is going on in that issue area that is specific knowledge that you can become an expert in, that can feed back into and enhance your organization's work. So have fun doing your research, and don't forget to coordinate all of your efforts with your NGO office. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.